Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about dress code. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, would one be able, like, as a software engineer, would you be looking odd if you wore more formal clothes every day? And why do tech companies have a relative informal dress code? Well, this is where I can only give you a theory, but I can also give you the unofficial dress code of all software developers. So the unofficial dress code is sneakers, jeans, a t-shirt with some type of modern age print or something like that, or possibly a shirt, no tie. This is, or you could have a sweater on as well, and so forth, like a hoodie under hack. If you can have an open hoodie as well, as long as you don't keep up like the top or anything like that. As if you're like in a hackathon situation or something like that, don't do it every single day because that's usually reserved for the founder. That's usually the dress code, but right, wearing like something nice fitting and like looking clean and like having, say, dresses, shoes with like something more formal than that, that's not something that is like that's not going to factor in so much, I would say. I mean, if you want to look nicer than what the average software developer looks like, just go for it. It's up to you. I even used to have something that I used to do at a job where I called it Fancy Fridays. My little profile picture there with my red tie, that's one of those days where we took pictures, where we figured that since usually people who have to have very formal clothing, they have, what is it called, like casual Friday, but we software developers, we usually have the reverse. We don't have that dress code, so I thought, okay, but let's make that Fancy Friday, and because we have it on a Friday, we are also ready to go out and have an after work and look like we're going to a wedding or something like that. And so it, and I mean, that's, people thought that was a pretty fun idea, and we did it, and it was fun, right? So it's not like, and most people are not, they're not so conscious about this stuff, which leads me to the second part of your question: why is it that we usually have a very informal dress code? And my argument for it, I can't prove this, is that it comes down to building a relaxed work environment. And the reason why I say that is because when you allow people, you try to be a little bit more inclusive, and you try to make things a little bit less prestige in an environment, it opens up and eases communication between the people. And the vast majority of software companies are using this to their benefit, I think. And I think it is due to the fact that we've learned that when you create a very rigorous working environment and you create a lot of these rituals around what is correct, what is not correct, it makes it very more difficult for people to share ideas, to put themselves out there a little bit and communicate effectively. And that culture is extremely important if you want creativity to really, like, to give creativity a good chance to flourish. It's not the end of the world. I mean, if you look at some companies who traditionally had a dress code that was, you know, I mean, there was a time, I mean, I don't know what IBM's dress code is today, but I mean, it's not like we've always had the hoodie. It's something we transitioned into. It came sort of in the startup world and so forth. And it really comes, I think, from that the whole idea between sitting in cubicles and with your own computer doing your own thing and so forth, and some companies still do that. That might be a very good thing if you want your company employees to look really, you know, professional and you know, focus on their work, etc., etc. But if you want them to collaborate with each other, it's sort of, this is the thing that most companies have tried to figure out with, you know, kickoffs and like company retreats type of things and team building exercises. All this sort of stuff comes down to making people work better together. And I think in my theory is that the dress code, the informal dress code, is just another way of trying to achieve that goal. Because if I can see you in your average clothes, it takes away a little bit of this hierarchy way of thinking and prestige and so forth. because if you look at some organizations, like some industries where like dress code is super, 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 super strict, it doesn't have that effect usually. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that collaboration isn't happening, but the idea behind it, I think, is to create a more relaxed environment where people are more, I'm not saying that it's like alcohol, but where people loosen up a little bit. You drink, most people, like, they might have a drink in the presence of their coworkers to loosen up a little bit, and the dress code in a sense will have the same sort of effect. That's what I believe, at the very least. So what I want you to take away from this is that if you want to wear fancier clothes than most of the software developers, then go for it, because the idea of the whole informal dress code is that we are try to be more inclusive so that people feel more relaxed and feel more open about talking about code or collaborating and all of these sorts of things, right? And the clothes is a culture, or it becomes a part of the culture, and that should by definition also mean that you can dress up if you want to as well. You don't have to dress down, trust me. There is a bottom layer for companies as well. You just try to find it. I found it in a few companies. I think that the line they drew somewhere around at one company at sweatpants, that's the line. So I can tell you that the jeans, at the very least, it can be a semi-firm situation right there. It doesn't have to be for all the companies, but I've found a few companies where that's the line. So if you want to dress appropriately, as I said, stick to casual clothing. As I said, a t-shirt, jeans, sneakers, etc., or like something slightly above that: shirt, jeans, nice dress shoe, etc., etc. And you're going to fit in everywhere, basically. And I think that the casual formality of the dress code is really just down to, as I said, it's a culture that came with the startup world, where the startups started trying to form these more family-oriented ways of working, where people feel closer to each other and collaborate more freely. And usually when you make people care less about rituals like appearances and things like that, and focus more on the interrelationships between themselves and the people they are working with, creativity and communication above all else, it has a little bit of an easier time to manifest than if you're in this very rigorous situation where you feel like everybody's always watching you and judging you based on your clothes or some other factor. Have a great day.